I've been fascinated by this recent shift in how AI systems access information. Have you heard about Google's Movera? It's completely changing the game in terms of how AI retrieves content.
Absolutely. Google's release of Movera is truly groundbreaking. It's fascinating because for the first time, we can retrieve smaller, more precise pieces of information instead of entire documents. You know what I mean? It's like going from grabbing whole books to picking out exactly the paragraph you need.
Right. And the name itself, multi-vector retrieval via fixed dimensional encodings, sounds complex, but it's really about making fragment-level retrieval both fast and scalable, isn't it?
Exactly. But here's the interesting thing. Movera only solves half the puzzle. It's great at retrieving fragments, but it doesn't actually define what those fragments should look like or how they should be structured. That's where WebMem comes in.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about WebMem. How does it complement Movera?
Well, think of it this way. If Movera is the engine that retrieves information, WebMem is the architect that designs what that information looks like. It's a protocol that creates trust-scored, glossary-anchored content fragments embedded right in HTML. These aren't your typical web pages. They're specifically designed for AI consumption.
That's fascinating. You know, I think our listeners would be interested in understanding how this affects the future of web content. But first, let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor.
This episode was made possible by WebMem, the public protocol for publishing structured, trust-scored memory fragments for AI retrieval. Designed for the Movera era and compatible with MCP and A2A, WebMem helps content creators and developers publish glossary-aligned, verifiable fragments that AI systems can retrieve, reason over, and trust. Learn more at webmem.com.
And we're back. So you mentioned these fragments are specifically designed for AI consumption. How exactly does that work?
Right, so the cool thing is, these fragments use either YAML in HTML or Python in HTML formats. They're like little packages of information that include things like provenance metadata, glossary anchors, and correction lineage. Have you ever wondered how AI systems could better understand and trust the information they're accessing?
That's a great question. I imagine it's quite different from traditional SEO approaches.
Oh my goodness, yes! You've hit the nail on the head. Instead of optimizing for visibility like traditional SEO, WebMem optimizes for verifiability. This involves creating content that's trustworthy, not just findable.
I see. It sounds like we're moving from a page-based web to more of a memory-based web. Would you say that's accurate?
Definitely. You know, it's funny you should phrase it that way. We're actually entering what some call the agentic era of the web, where AI systems don't just index content, they retrieve, reason over, and reflect on it. It's going to change everything about how we publish online.
That's mind-blowing. How does this fit into the bigger picture of AI development?
Well, think of it as three key components working together. Movera retrieves it, MCP, Model Context Protocol, delivers it, and A2A, agent-to-agent frameworks, share it. WebMem provides the actual structured memory layer that flows through all of these systems.
Makes total sense. So if someone wanted to start implementing this, what would be their first step?
The good news is that it's actually pretty straightforward. You can start by creating structured memory fragments using WebMem templates and embedding them directly in HTML using standard template tags. The core specifications are open sourced under MIT CC licensing.
Really? That seems surprisingly accessible. Do you think this will become the new standard for web publishing?
I mean, it's looking that way. We're seeing a fundamental shift from optimizing for search engines to optimizing for AI understanding. It's faster, smarter, and more efficient than traditional web publishing methods.
This has been incredibly enlightening. Before we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this conversation?
Keep in mind, the web extends beyond mere pages now. It revolves around memory. Sticking to traditional SEO and page ranking could mean missing out on the next phase of AI-driven content retrieval. The future lies in structured, reliable, AI-readable memory fragments.
Thank you for this fascinating discussion. For our listeners who want to learn more about Medicare guidance and expert analysis, visit webmem.com. This has been truly eye-opening.